Can I go home now?
Not yet. We're not done yet. Leela?
She's coughing.
Is she coughing? Are you coughing?
I'm sorry. I don't choose this.
Okay, it's all right. It's all right. I just want to make sure you're there and you're all right. No,
I do think your timing, Lewis, is fantastic. Every time you say Leela, she's coughing her lung up. Well done.
I don't know what the
hell. Oh, bless.
What the fuck is that?
See how many matches you with other singles. Using 29...
I don't know. What is that?
What the fuck?
It's eHarmony.
Where the hell is that coming from?
It's not me.
It's coming from my computer, this fucking pop-up jumped up. Son of a bitch.
Douchebag.
Oh, now that's funny. $1. $1.
Yeah, since I didn't like this episode, maybe I should just review some porn.
Have you seen any good porn lately?
Try.
Who loves Beaker? I love Beaker. So, yeah.
Me, 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 me.
Yeah, that is a lot of brass balls right there.
Listening to the Happiness Patrol!
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Happiness Patrol. Another exciting week in Doctor Who news and events, and hey, we are here to review the second part, Cold Blood. It's the second part of The Hungry Earth, The Return of the Silurians. And Dale, say hello, Dale.
Hello, Dale.
Leela, good to hear you.
Hi.
How's your cough, hon?
It's getting there.
It's getting there. And
I've been practicing for a week. It's getting very good indeed.
We're like 2 or 3.
And back from the wilds of the Pacific Northwest, the amazing Miss Tara Wheeler. Tara, hey.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad you're back, Tara. We missed you last week.
Very glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank you.
Because according to Leela, right, Leela?
Yes.
She left you alone with two crazy people. You know, what's funny about this is I was talking to a friend or chatting with a friend while I was working on a graphic or something the other day, and somebody said, "Have you seen In Cold Blood yet?" And I was like, "In Cold Blood? What? Oh, Cold Blood. Okay, I got you. So I was just like, I totally didn't know what the hell the name of the episode was. I kept saying part two of The Hungry Earth. You know, that's the way I saw it in my head. Part one, part two, you know, whatever. So, but let me tell you, I really enjoyed it. I think this two-parter was better than the Weeping Angels two-parter, quite honestly. Who went off? Was that you, Tara?
That was me. That was okay. Me throwing up. Sorry.
Ooh. Did you not like it, Tara?
No.
Really? Okay. 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 Hang on before you get into that. Dale, Leela, how did you two feel about this?
Loved it.
Leela, you did get to see it all, right, Leela?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And I completely agree with Dale. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I loved it, too. Now, Tara, there's 3-1 here. What the hell did you not like about this episode?
Oh, let's see here.
You got your list?
Let me see.
You're ready to go. All right. Tara's back, everybody. Yay!
Very few things in life are bitchier than Dale.
Well, anyway, we love you, Dale. I don't care if you're bitchy or not. I relish every moment I get to spend with you.
Oh, shut up or I'll puke.
Can't wait to see you in person so I can give you a big old
Who's
hug.
Coughing?
You okay, Ty?
A big old bear
me.
Hug.
All the sugar is killing me.
All the sugar's killing you?
Fake sugar.
Sugar baby.
All the fake sugar.
Well, we miss you, Tara. And poor Leela, did you listen to last week's episode?
I listened to last week. I damn near hurt myself laughing at how many times Dale said the word douchebag. I think that's a good record. I think that, you know, I was...
I still have that. I'm keeping track.
I see that working.
Douchebag.
Douchebag dance.
That's quite
fun. Douchebag dance.
Oh, God.
We have so got to do it.
Oh, God almighty. Okay, cool. So, you know, I was thinking, I have a few things that I would like to give away. The Happiness Patrol has a few items we would like to give away, and I am now officially announcing that there's going to be a contest. A contest! The Happiness Patrol's first contest. Don't you love it, Dale? Are you excited, Dale?
No.
Are you just wondering what the hell I got to give away?
No.
That too?
Well, I tell you.
No, not even that.
We here at the Happiness Patrol have a couple of copies of some pretty interesting and pretty old Doctor Who weekly comics. And actually, it's by Marvel Comics. It was produced. When were these produced, Dale?
Well, they'll have the dates on the front, you muppet.
Oh, yes, they do. 1979.
I'm so glad we have you around.
You see, isn't that great? Oh, Jesus.
What numbers Doctor Who Weekly are they?
We have number 1, 2, and 3.
You're joking.
I am not joking. They have
three. Have they still got the transfers?
They have the transfers inside. They are encased in plastic. They are like 30 years old, so 30-something years old. So, you know, what's going to happen here, what we're going to do here, is we've seen how the TARDIS has affected Amy's crack, or how the crack has affected Amy's TARDIS in this past episode.
Amy's TARDIS?
Did I say Amy's TARDIS? What the hell am I talking about? I meant to say Amy's crack. Okay, let me try that one more time.
Right, hang on. Screw the fucking giveaway. I want the comics.
Hang on. Hang on. So we saw how the TARDIS affected Amy's crack, or how Amy's crack affected the TARDIS. We don't know chicken and the egg yet. We don't know how Stephen Moffat is going to wind this up at the end of the series, which is June 26th, I believe. Is that correct, Dale?
Mm-hmm.
So we've only got a few more episodes left. So what the contest is, you write us, you tell us how you think the season finale is going to end. Now, what it is whoever comes closest to Stephen Moffat's storyline, which we don't know yet, but whoever comes closest, we will read your email on the air, like we're radio. We will read your email on the podcast and decide then who gets these three copies. The first three copies of Doctor Who Weekly. So it's a pretty cool little prize, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So if you have any idea, and if you're interested in these amazing Doctor Who Weeklies, like I said, issue 1, 2, and 3, write us in at the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com, and we'll get to those and see how they go, and we'll update you every week until the contest ends to see how it's going. So,
if you are a writer of Doctor Who or Stephen Moffat, you cannot enter.
yes, Stephen Moffat, if you're listening, please do not enter, because I'll have to consider that null and void. So, but we'll all take a look at the letters and see how they correspond to it after on the 26th, and we'll announce it. You know who the winner is. So. But anyway, let's get on with it, baby. So, Dale, you enjoyed the show.
I did.
Yeah. And Leela, you enjoyed the show?
Oh, yeah.
And Tara, you did not enjoy the show. Is that correct?
Did not.
Okay. Now, did you enjoy... You weren't on last week. Did you enjoy the first part, Tara?
Parts of it. Again, another curate's egg. Uh-huh. I mean, there are bits of it that are excellent, and then other bits of it that I just went, oh, come on.
Okay. So your bullshit
filter got overfilled.
I got you. Well, actually, I enjoyed it. Cold Blood was a really nice, well-paced. It was a pretty well-paced second part to the Hungry Earth, and I really enjoyed the sets. of the Silurian underground world. I thought they were just really cleverly done and very. It was beautiful. It was just really a beautiful thing to look at. And I also really enjoyed the makeup of the Silurians. It was amazing. I really, really, really dug that.
It's a pity they couldn't afford contact lenses.
You know, you do have a point there because, like, even though they were like, you know. Homo reptilian, as the doctor said. They could have
fucking primate eyes.
They could have had
somebody back in the woodpile fucking ape. Come on.
So anyway, yeah, you do think they would have put some contacts in their eyes? That would have been good, or at least some teeth, because you know that the one what was her name, Aaliyah, boy, she had beautiful white pearly teeth, didn't she?
No teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, like she'd had braces since she was 13.
Well, why shouldn't the Silurians have toothbrushes?
They're carnivores. They shouldn't have little.
It was very
little
weird.
You know, okay. They've got dentists.
Yeah, they do.
Somebody's been fucking an ape.
No,
okay?
they do have superior technology. They have superior technology to the apes.
Yeah.
Who is the ape leader? So yeah, it was pretty interesting. But yeah, I think you do have a point there, Tara. They could have had some contacts, you know, have, you know, some more lizard-like eyes, and that probably would have been all it would take to make you happy, maybe.
No.
It takes more to make you Tara.
Come on.
I'm very high maintenance. God damn it.
Oh, Dale. Dale, do you have any comment on that?
Well, the Tara's high maintenance.
No.
Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah, that's why we love Tara. Because
all the way over in Great Britain.
Yes, indeed. And can I point out, just for the record, I never want to go anywhere near your tumble dryer if it really does have a bullshit filter. What are you doing putting bullshit in there and in the washing machine? I mean, for God's sake, you should try using Bolt or Daz.
The bullshit filter is outside. That's from back in the days when we used to actually have bowls and bullshit. So you hit the front door, and if the bullshit filter goes off, you don't come in.
Okay. So. Okay.
Does it keep vampires away as well?
Hey, Leela.
Yes. You load it with garlic.
Yes.
Oh, God. Leela, help me out here. Take the ball, Leela. Take the ball and run. Run.
Take the ball and cough with it, Leela.
Leela?
Oh, she
killed her.
Yes.
You killed her. What do you think about Tara's argument about they could have been a little more more reptilian?
The eyes never really bothered me. I don't know. I really kind of liked them the way they were. Mm-hmm. Because when you got close-ups of Aaliyah, and, you know, you'd expect these, you know, reptilian-like eyes, but her eyes were so blue.
Yeah, they were. They were beautiful, actually.
I think it made her look a little more alien because you'd expect it to be more reptilian-like, but they were just so blue and so not the way you'd expect.
How cool would they have been if they'd have kept their masks on and they could have done an effect to make the eyes blink on those? That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did anybody notice the absolutely stunning makeup? Because there was a robot in a Silurian costume.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. Now figure that one out.
What?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you talking about, Willis?
Oh, R.I.P. Gary Coleman.
Yes, exactly. Tell us about that, Dale.
Okay, well, Eldane, a.k.a. the Chief Elder, you know, the really quite cool one.
Right.
Was, in another life, Mungvin, the paranoid android from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Right, you're absolutely right.
The original radio edition, and the minute I heard his voice, I thought, oh, that's Marvin! Oh, no, it's a Silurian. But so I was in absolute hysterics every time we spoke. I kept wanting to say he was depressed. There was a robot in a Silurian.
That was funny. The chick was really beautiful. Her eyes were absolutely gorgeous. It was really nice. I enjoyed it. The makeup was just so fantastic. I really, really enjoyed the makeup and the sets in this, and I thought it was wonderful. And I cannot wait to see at Gallifrey if anybody puts together a Silurian costume.
I can see where Tara's coming from, and I think it would have been nice to be a little more faithful to the old Silurians.
Oh yeah, everybody.
I don't see it as a bad thing they have changed it, but no. I can see why that quite a lot of the old school fans are slightly miffed that there's no third eye anymore, etc., etc. And I know they covered it in the plot, but I can see where you're coming from on it. I really can.
I can totally buy the separate branch of the Silurians. Okay, that I can understand, and that I totally buy. That's perfectly fine. I'm just saying that I would have liked these versions of the Silurians to have been a little bit more reptilian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
considering how much monkey bashing they were doing,
that was like a Florida pastime again.
Monkey bashing. We're monkey bashing this Sunday. Join us.
If we have learned anything from American politics, it's that the people who are making the most squeal about being pure and being straight tend not to be either pure or straight.
Oh.
So.
Yes. Yes. Don't take the monkey bashing personally, okay, Tara?
Yeah. As somebody who has semi-professionally herped, that is, gone out and caught reptiles and fucking sold them.
Yeah. You and your damn frogs. Okay, we get it. We love you, Tara.
I'm gonna send you a bucket full of rattlesnakes.
And I bet you will too. Oh well. So anyway.
It is with sadness we report the upcoming death of Lewis
from rattlesnake bites.
Indeed.
So. But yeah. The other thing, I'm going to make one more point on the Silurians before we move on to bigger and better.
If herpetologists get a disease, will that be herpes?
But bum.
Yes. So.
Yes.
But. But quite honestly, I was like, I was reading something the other day about, and I try not to read these other blogs or whatever about Doctor Who.
I try not to read either. I've got to Green Eggs and Ham. I like Green Eggs and Ham. That's a really good book to read.
So I try to stay away from any information on an upcoming show that I haven't seen or about to review. Because quite honestly, spoilers, they belong on Camaros. And that's the only place they belong.
No, they belong in River Song's Diary.
Yeah, exactly. So, but somebody had mentioned like, hey, you know what? If these guys are reptiles... and they're cold-blooded, which was, a point made in Hungry Earth. Why do these women warriors have breasts, And I kept thinking, what? And I thought, oh, this is just a guy's point of view. But then I thought, you know what? He makes a good point, because only warm-blooded animals, mammals, that's one of the traits of a warm-blooded animal.
Okay, right. Stop.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make a fairly... blunt point.
Okay.
This is a TV show. It is not fucking real life. It is a woman who you get to see in Doctor Who Confidential wearing makeup playing a reptile. She is not actually a Silurian. Of course she's going to have fucking breasts, you morons. And teeth and eyes. And yes, they can get contacts. And yes, they can even put in pretend dentury things. But I don't actually see them having a mastectomy just for a rumble on television.
Oh, hell's bells.
Yeah, it's called ace bandage.
Yeah, okay. All they had to do is tape her down. She'd be fine.
Why? She was obviously a woman.
Well,
so
yeah.
It's fine.
Okay, then tell me this, Dale.
The plot holes.
Tell me this, Dale. Why was all the warriors... women.
Why shouldn't they be? Amazons were all women. They were a whole tribe.
The female is the more deadly of the species, goddammit.
The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Yes,
So,
yes, it was a woman. Get over it. Yes, it had human eyes. Get over it.
Mm. So, the next big point of the story.
Which I'll probably manage to refute.
Rory. Biting the dust. Did anybody see that coming? Did you know that was going to happen, Dale?
No, and I actually sat there in absolute shocked silence when he bit the bullet. I was like, but you can't, because everybody's got this has had this fantastic theory that that's who River Song killed. a good man, you know, the best. So all my friends were going, we think they're going to kill, she's going to kill Rory.
Oh,
and then at the end of the episode, I was like, oh my God, that's a bit of a throwaway death, isn't it? I mean, admittedly, he was saving the Doctor, which was sweet of him, but, oh no, but there's a way around that as well.
Okay.
See, now that's one of my main problems.
Before you talk about a way around it, yeah, go ahead, Tara. Tell me how what you thought about Rory's death.
Oh, Rory's death? He died? Really? Didn't notice? You know, he really wasn't doing anything anyway. So why the fuck not kill him off? I mean,
that's
one of the things that I'm having problems with this season is I'm not invested in all in Rory. I'm not invested in all in Amy. We had that great character turn up, Nazreen. You know, it's like, well, fuck, can he just ditch Amy and take Nazreen on some adventures? Because she was fucking entertaining. She's running around going, hey, look, plants. What are plants doing here? Asking interesting questions and not having to fall back on her useless boyfriend every 15, 20 minutes. Sorry, now I'm going to just get really angry here.
You've gone into full-blown rant, Tara.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tara, nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
Leela?
Yes.
Oh, she sounds so fed up.
Rory, tell us any thoughts about Rory?
Why did they kill him? I love Rory.
I'm with you. I thought Rory was fantastic. I thought it was a really good addition to the TARDIS crew. I thought he actually brought Amy to life a lot more than you know, other things may or may not have done. And I thought he was actually a very, very nice person to have around. So, yes, he was fantastic. He was sweet. He was innocent. He was a bit bumbly. He was great. We loved Rory. Rory was fantastic. And it's only cold-hearted people who hunt snakes that don't like him.
Ooh, Lordy. Okay, hang tight now. Hang tight, you guys. Remember, this is a happiness patrol. No fighting. No fighting. try to keep it happy.
Yes, my darling.
I love you.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I
like one of your lungs when you cough one up.
Yes.
Well, oh, lovely.
I actually, and don't go crazy now, but I have to agree with Tara on this one. I was never a huge Rory fan, and just when I was starting to warm up to him a little bit, boom, they kill him off. So that was kind of odd. But, you know, it makes me wonder exactly why they did kill him off, if they had, like, you know, people
saying, what are we going to do with him next week?
Yeah,
I don't
like,
know.
You know.
Let's fucking kill him. Hey, that'll be great.
So, but he was, you know, he had some really great traits. He really did seem to ask the questions that you would think that if you were in the TARDIS with the Doctor, you would want to ask, you know. So, and he seemed pretty genuine at best. But at worst, it was kind of like a third wheel, you know, that sort of thing. So, or a fifth wheel. Like, well, what the hell am I trying to say? I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say. Anyway, I never got to warm up to him, really, quite honestly. And
now he's gone.
And now he's gone, but I did not shed a tear. I did not shed a tear for Rory. So, but it was really, really, really interesting to see how the Doctor reacted to that when he got Amy back into the TARDIS and she's freaking out and he's trying to you know, calm her down and everything and get her to remember Rory in her mind, and it just didn't work. I don't see how that could have worked anyway. I mean, from what we know about the crack,
there's a way around it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all going to be a fucking do-over. That's the thing that's pissing me off the most about this. This is the whole thing.
We don't know. We don't know it is.
We don't know.
It's going to be a do-over. It's going to be a do-over.
You know what you can do, Tara?
Yeah.
You can ride into the Happiness Patrol to our contest, and maybe you can figure it out.
I already have those comic books. Why the hell would I want another set? Oh,
God. Get them for me.
Probably. What was that, Leela?
I was gonna say the same thing as Dale. Give him to me.
Yeah, give him to me. Give him to me.
Oh, we can give him to Leela because we love Leela because Leela's lovely.
I'll trade you for a lung.
A lung.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. So one of my favorite funny parts of this episode was what was the guy's name? Elliot's dad. What was that character's name?
Mo.
Okay. Mo? Really? That was his name? Oh well.
Yes.
Anyway, they're like being chased by the Silurians. Okay, they're in the little laboratory and they're trying to figure out how to get out and everything. And Mo is watching the monitor and he goes, "Doctor, a shitload of those creatures are coming our way."
He does not say shitload.
What did he say, Dale?
He said a shed load, dear.
What did you hear, Tara?
I heard shed load, but I'm afraid my brain translated it from the English into the American. And so I laughed my ass off because that's, you know.
What about you, Lilo? Did you catch that?
Yeah, but I heard shed.
Oh.
But I still laughed.
I'm a doctor. There's a shitload of creatures. I'm sure a lot of people.
It was only you.
If you heard shitload, please email the Happiness Patrol. So yeah. So anyway, that was kind of funny. And I wasn't very pleased with Amy's performance in this whole thing. Not until the end, of course. But she just seemed really like, okay, we're down in the middle of the earth. Lizardmen, whatever. Let's go see the doctor.
Let me just put my head down on this table and nap.
Yeah, while we're trying to talk to a Silurian. You know, that was kind of weird. And I don't know if it was her portrayal of the lines or if it was the writer's fault. I don't know. It was weird. But they didn't really seem to put much weight into Amy's character.
Have you never been so damn frustrated that you just thumped your head on the desk and gone, "Oh, for God's sake, we're getting nowhere"?
You know, I've been to some very important meetings, but I haven't been to any that were fucking deciding the fate of the goddamn planet. I think I might have been able
to... Well, I'm sorry, you need to get out more.
You need to get out more.
So.
Yes.
So, Tara hated it. Leela liked it. I loved it. Lewis...
I enjoyed it. I really thought that this two-part episode was the best so far. I really enjoyed it. You know why? Go ahead. Just because, you know, my suspension of disbelief is okay. I mean, any average Doctor Who fan would be like that. Just don't pick it apart. Just don't pick it apart as much as Tara would.
I just didn't care for it. I didn't have any emotional connection to this.
Now
you know?
Look what you've done. You've set her off again.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Tara,
yes.
I'm quite amused that we have a special reviewer on today.
And, yes,
Mr. David W.
Otherwise, you want to get David in on this?
Yeah. So he basically said, he told me that, you know what? David said that he would help us out with some content here, you know, because, you know, we're always short on content, and review the movie that he saw last night, which is Hot Tub Time Machine. I figured, what the hell? That's related? Come on in.
I want it clearly understood that I did not in any way, shape, or form endorse my husband going and seeing this
hot,
piece of shite.
Hot tub time machine. Hey, it's not your review, Tara. It's David's. Now, where is he? Bring him in here. Yes. David, hello.
Hello, Uncle Lou.
Welcome once again to the Happiness Patrol. Hot tub time machine.
Yes. It was pretty bad. It was really bad.
If you had to give it 1 out of 5 stars, what would you give it, David?
I would give it a 1 star.
Oh.
I will say it possibly, maybe, had a Doctor Who reference in it, because at one point one of the characters does ask John Cusack's character, "So you're some sort of Time Lord who does X, Y, and Z." So there may be a single possible Doctor Who reference in it.
Unbelievable.
It also had Crispin Glover in it, who was George McFly in Back to the Future, which was kind of interesting. I mean, at least that was a nod to a decent time-traveling movie.
Anything that Crispin Glover's in is going to be good to me, I feel, because he's such a quirky-ass character actor. I love it. Love it.
Have you seen this movie, Uncle Lou?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it to come to the dollar theater, you know, the cheap
seat. It's at the dollar theater here. That's where he saw it.
Yeah, I paid $2. It's at the discount theater, and I paid $1 too much.
Oh, Lordy my goodness.
It might have been worth $1. Had I waited to Wednesday, discount days at the discount theater, it might, but it was really bad.
Ooh.
It
really was. So no cheap laughs anywhere?
Well, you know, it would had some cheap laughs, but you know.
And there were tatas in it.
Oh, there were tatas in it. So that makes it worthwhile. That's always worth $1 to see titties on a big screen.
But anyway. Now, to be fair, I did miss the first couple of minutes.
Oh.
So there may have been something in the first.
So there was a screen crawler that explained all this shit. Is that what you're saying?
I guess it's possible. There may have been something that would have redeemed this movie
okay.
in the
So when you saw it, when you came in, and you, you know, came in a little late, had they already jumped through time or what?
No.
They were just crawling into the hot tub at the time.
Yes, that was before the hot tub.
Alert, master, bullshit filter, reaching maximum.
Sit.
It was really bad. Don't see it.
So the official review of Hot Tub Time Machine from David W. here is do not go see it. Although Uncle Lou and Uncle all of my stupidity, I love some cheese. I'm a big cheese guy. So I'm going to go see it. I can't
That's
wait.
That's some stinky cheese there. Uncle
it'll
Lou,
be some
right
it'll
there.
Be some
That's,
stinkiness.
That's some
but,
damn stinky cheese.
But I'm always into as long as it was like you know at least as funny as like an average episode of Friends, I'll probably watch it.
Oh dear, fucking God!
Never seen Friends. Yes. By the way, Tara and I also just started watching watching Big Bang Theory, and we got to our first Doctor Who reference.
There are Doctor Who references in Big Bang Theory.
Yes, there are.
I love Big Bang Theory.
Hey, yeah. She's breathing.
For now.
All right, now all together, guys. The whole universe. Oh,
this was in a hostage state.
There you go.
I don't know all of it.
David has a little interpretive dance. David has a little interpretive dance that he now does to the opening and ending credits, which we will not be showing on the Happiness Patrol.
I make a pyramid when they get to the pyramids.
It's too fucking disturbing.
Oh my gosh, it's like the best opening ever.
You know, apparently a lot of people like this show, and I've never really seen it, actually.
You don't like the Big Bang Theory.
I haven't seen it.
Because I went to the nerd school, it's so much funnier to me because I know people just like these characters.
Oh.
See, I know a guy just like Sheldon.
It's like watching Galaxy Quest for me. There are parts of it that are just too painful because they're too close to the truth. That's really very sad.
Like the hot girl who gets who likes to hang out with nerds.
No.
That's about as big of a fantasy as a nerd fantasy can possibly be.
Yeah.
There are some very pretty women who go to the San Diego Comic-Con and to
they're booth bunnies. They're fucking paid to be there.
That's not – I mean, sure, there are. But nevertheless, there are a lot of attractive women who enjoy comic books and games. And,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Just keep into that delusion there, dear.
All right, I'm out. See y'all later.
Mr. David W., a special reviewer on the Happiness Patrol this week with his review of Hot Tub Time Machine.
So you don't have to.
All right, gang. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Happiness Patrol. Looks like we're going to have to say adios for another week. And
I'm British. I don't say adios.
Oh, well. Anyway, so you guys stay tuned for next week. What is next week's episode, Dale?
It's Vincent and the Doctor.
Vincent and the Doctor. We're going to see Vincent
Van Gogh.
Finally,
one I'm looking forward to.
That should be a really cool one. I'm looking forward to that one, too. So thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. Leela?
Yes?
Why don't you tell the good folk where they can find the back issue and everything else they could possibly ever want to know about the Happiness Patrol?
You can check out our blog at thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thehpatrol. And don't forget to check us out on Cafe Press at cafepress.com/happinesspatrol.
That's right. Show everybody what a geek you are and wear some of our stuff on your chest. It'll be great.
Yeah, and this week we've just uploaded a new item to Cafe Press. It's Leela's lungs, which she continually coughing up.
Yes, yes. The Leela lung shirt. What did we say what we were going to call it? What was it? What did we agree?
My lungs hate me and they must be punished.
My lungs hate me and they must be punished. We'll be having that up there soon.
And on the back of it, it says, I fall up the stairs. It's pretty.
Little HP logos everywhere.
Yeah. That'll be great. It'll be very teen. All the teens are wearing it nowadays, so get yours out. So,
I'm just waiting for someone to Photoshop that somehow.
It'll be great. So, and email us too. Bring us, we'd love to hear your feedback. So, let us know what you think about the Happiness Patrol, whether it's good or bad or whatever. If you want to request some guests that we could possibly get on the Happiness Patrol that you'd like to hear, it'd be great too. So, you can email us at our Gmail account, which is the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com. So, thanks so much, everybody. We will see you later. I am Lewis B.
And I'm Tara W.
I'm Leela S.
And I'm not coughing up any lungs at all.
Yes. So, bye, everybody. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Hang on a second.
What?
I'm sorry. I gotta check something technical here. You guys keep talking. I gotta figure this out.
I think the cat pissed on the board again.
No. You know what? Gidget has decided she wants to sleep on the laptop now instead of the printer. So who knows when the laptop's gonna go?
Well, go buy her a cheap laptop.
Fuck that! I'm not buying my cat a laptop.
Okay, you don't have.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and I understand where you're coming from, Tara, and I would like to see that too. And I would encourage anybody to just go ahead and write the Happiness Patrol with your little fanfic. Anyway, that's fine.
No.
Fanfic.
No, no,
replacing
no,
the
no.
main characters
no,
from Doctor
no,
Who.
Do not send fanfic
with
to
your
the
characters
Patrol.
With your characters no. from the Happiness Patrol. It's a new segment here on the Happiness Patrol. It's called Bad Movie Time with David Wheeler.
You sure isn't movies no sane person should watch? No, avoid.
Bad Movie Time with David Wheeler.
What?
Loosey Goosey?
The fuck is that?
You never heard
makes
that term?
It sound like a sexual position.
Loosey Goosey? Leela, tell Dale what the hell Loosey Goosey means.
Leela's too busy coughing a lung.
Tara?
I'm not going anywhere near it. I'm
what? God damn it!
Sniffling, sneezing, how the fuck did I end up on my kitchen floor medicine?
Oh. You're a very lucky woman, Miss Tara. Did you know that?
To be able to slap him like that?
No, just to have somebody to slap like that.
Okay.
Times is hard to be a slapper.
Sometimes it's hard to be a slapper.
I'm going back to bed if you carry on playing that.
Slapping David all day long.
We'll all leave you.
Alright.
We'll all go back to bed.
Oh no. If it's one thing I can't stand is being alone. Alright, I'm back in control now.
Oh dear God.
Goodness. Alright, Leela, I guess you can go now. You're dismissed. you're dismissed from nerd class.
I hope it's geek class, not nerd geek class.
Have you learned anything today, Leela?
No.
We have. You have learned something. We've learned we don't listen to Auntie Tara's opinion because, frankly, it's wrong. And you can enter the competition and win three Doctor Who weeks.
That's right.
From 1979, when we weren't even a thought.
Send Uncle Dale some fucking rattlesnakes. Oh.
So anyway.
Oh, that's fine, because K-9 will vet the post and fry the fuckers.